AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The holiday exodus is underway in New York and other major cities as people head home to see friends and families.
The double-decker megabuses are lined up here on the far west side of Manhattan, going everywhere from D.C. to Toronto. Jordan Thompson is trying to go visit family in Baltimore, but missed her bus.
A lot of times the bus is pretty late, and of course the one day that I'm running a few minutes behind, I miss it, and I'm here in the standby line. The buses look pretty full today, so I'm a little bit worried about when I'm actually going to get out of here, but you know, we'll see. I just have to be patient.
And when traveling during the holidays, it's best to pack some patience. Julie Walker, New York.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is excited to have Uber's self-driving cars hitting Phoenix area highways.
We want to make sure they do it in a way that our citizens are safe, but we're excited that they're here to experiment with it.
Ducey says safety is the top priority.
We have a task force that involves the Arizona Department of Transportation, the Arizona Department of Public Safety. All these cars are insured, and I want everybody to know that there's a human in the driver's seat of all these quote-unquote driverless cars.
The U.S. delivers a major rebuke to Israel at the U.N. over a resolution demanding a halt to Jewish settlements on Palestinian land.
Ambassador Samantha Power says the U.S. held back its veto because Israel defied warnings the settlements block a two-state peace deal and instead sped up construction.
It is now putting at risk the very viability of that two-state solution.
Palestinian envoy Riyad Mansour said it's about time.
Illegal settlements and the wall have severely fragmented our land.
But Israel's Danny Danone said, how dare the UN tell Israelis what to do in Jerusalem?
Would you ban the British from building in London? Would you ban the Americans from building in Washington?
And from Florida, Donald Trump tweeted, things will be different January 20th.
Mark Smith, this is AP Radio News. The Chiefs host the Broncos in a late-season battle that has postseason ramifications.
As a team that no longer leads the AFC West, the Kansas City Chiefs find themselves in the same position as Denver, two teams jockeying for a postseason berth. The Chiefs have won each of their four games against AFC West opponents, including an overtime win at Denver on Thanksgiving weekend. But points in the second half have been a problem lately for the Chiefs. A scoreless second half against Tennessee last Sunday proved to be costly. Greg Eklund, Kansas City.
Actress Carrie Fisher is said to be in stable condition after suffering a severe medical emergency on a flight today.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Citing unnamed sources, celebrity website TMZ reports she suffered a heart attack, while the Los Angeles Times, also citing unnamed sources, says the Star Wars star suffered a heart episode on a flight that arrived in L.A. around noon. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.